slow and difficult, and her letters and comments. I have read the Maharishi newsletters on your website and appreciate all the information found on this site. I have a personal question. So much has been said about how slow and difficult this practice into self-inquiry is. Why must this be so if you are a sincere seeker? Some time ago, you said that the door is always open to self-realization, but one must bend his head low in order to enter, as the entrance is very low. Again, why must this be so? Should this not be something easily accessible if one is searching in earnest? Or is this method not suitable for some? M. Bose, Canada. In the first stanza of his poem, Atma Vidya, Bhagavan has written, "Self-knowledge is an easy thing, the easiest thing there is." And he goes on to say, "This path than others is far easier. Therefore, be still and keep a silent hold on tongue and mind and body. That which is the self-effulgent will rise within." Certainly, it is easy for the spiritually mature, but may appear difficult for others. These others will have to persevere, perhaps for a whole lifetime. Directly in proportion to the intensity of your sincerity is self-inquiry, made easy or difficult. Bending one's head low to enter through the door of self-realization means simply that one must become perfectly humble in all things. It is a metaphor for a state of mind in which we become nothing and the self or God is all. It was said by the Sri Ramana in the course of a conversation. The Maharishi also said there are two methods, self-surrender or self-inquiry. The earnest seeker should adopt that method which seems easiest and natural to his or her temperament. The fact is that those who write to us are experiencing some difficulty in understanding the theory and its application. There are also some who become disheartened because of lack of apparent progress. Our answers are directed toward the particular doubt or problem with the hope that it may encourage the seeker to struggle on, for the ideal of self-realization is truly the only worthwhile endeavor which gives real meaning to our lives. Editor.